From Simon & Schuster Audio. Sin Killer by Larry McMurtry. Read by Alfred Molina.
In the darkness beyond the great Missouri's shore. In the darkness beyond the great Missouri's shore at last lay the West, toward which Tasman and her family, the numerous berry benders, had so long been tending. The Caw, an unimpressive stream, had been passed that afternoon. Tasman, Bobbity, Bess, and Mary had come ashore in the pirogue to see the prairies that were said to stretch west for 1,000 miles. But in fact, they could hardly see anything, having arrived just at dusk. The stars were coming out, bright, high stars that didn't light the emptiness much as a full moon might have done. Bess, called Buffum by the family, insisted that she had heard a buffalo cough, while Bobbity claimed to have seen a great fish leap at dusk, some great fish of the Missouri. The three older berry benders tramped for a time along the muddy shore, trailed as usual by the sinister and uncompromising Mary, age 12, whom none of them had invited on the tour. In the last light, they all stared at the gray grass and the brown slosh of water, but the great fish of the Missouri did not leap again. Disappointed, the agile Bobbity at once caught a slimy green frog, which he foolishly tried to force down Mary's dress, the predictable result of his actions being that the frog squirmed away, while Mary, never one to be trifled with, bit Bobbity's forefinger to the bone, causing him to blubber loudly, to Buffum's great annoyance and Tasman's quiet contempt. Though Bobbity attempted to give his sister a sharp...